This is John Shem, number 148, Book of Revelation, chapter 19, verses 11 to 21. The Messiah appears. One of the key words in Revelation is open. A door was opened, chapter 4, verse 1. The first seal, chapter 6, verse 1. The seventh seal, chapter 8, verse 1. God's temple, chapter 11, verse 19. The tabernacle, chapter 15, verse 5. And finally, here, heaven, chapter 19, verse 11. And this is much the most important opening, because it reveals the Messiah. So far throughout the book, heaven and earth have been somewhat mixed up in the images presented. No more. Apart from the short picture of the great white throne in chapter 20, verses 11 to 15, the action from now on is going to be on earth. A renewed, cleansed, revitalized earth, to be sure, but definitely this earth on which we live. The Messiah will come. Jesus will return. After nearly 2,000 years, that is a little difficult to really grasp and hold on to, it is all too easy to glibly assert that we believe he will be back. But to really believe it in our heart of hearts is rather more difficult. His name has a very human ring to it. King of Kings and Lord of Lords suggest earth, not heaven. It isn't made any easier by the description we get here. Here are the first seven verses of the picture John paints. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written: King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All the following verses seem a bit bloodthirsty. There's some quite good reasons for that, though. The picture is drawn by linking together biblical references, many of which are rather bloodthirsty. The overall picture is drawn from Isaiah 63, 1-4, of a warrior striding into view with his garments all spattered with blood, though a closer look shows that this was a martyr's blood. The sword in the Messiah's mouth is the rod of Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4. The iron scepter is from Psalm 2 and verse 9. This is all imagery. It does show very clearly there is a judgment to come. The words are very important, that the judgment will be one based on truth, that we, dressed in our white garments of purity, are but onlookers, that there is such a thing as the wrath of God, which is not to be forgotten. John's picture is very much in line with what Jesus said: Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 6 and verse 20. The whole picture is about the way that the leaders of society are vulnerable when it comes to the Day of Judgment. They are closely associated with the dragon and the two beasts. It is all too easy to think of the return of Jesus as a time for celebration with much joy and street parties, etc. Perhaps so, but perhaps not. It is not clear whether that moment will be entirely designed and carried out by the direct hand of God, or whether we humans will have a hand in it with our nuclear weaponry. If the latter, we have clearly moved much closer to the possibility in recent years. Live as though Christ died and rose yesterday. Is walking with us today and will return tomorrow.